Now, the day is whistling by, 0289 033 105. This is the U105 phone, and I'm looking at pictures here of the Falls Park area, as a picture courtesy of the Andersonstown News, and I have to say, it's shameful, absolutely shameful, what's been going on. Let me speak to one of the public representatives, Pat Sheehan from Sinn Féin. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. Is this a newly laid out sports pitch that has been ruined by scramblers?
It is indeed, Frank, and it wasn't scramblers that were involved. There were two incidents over the weekend. One was a runabout car, and the other was a stolen car, which was later burnt out. And what happened was that council workers had actually left the gates open into the Falls Park beside the White Rock Leisure Centre. These cars gained access, and as you can see from the photos, the pitches are now like a ploughed field. And there are two local soccer teams that use these pitches, Common Sport and Football and Newhill FC. And both of them had been trying to get home ground status on these pitches in the Falls Park. And now that's up in the air. They haven't even got a pitch to play on, never mind a home ground. And, you know, this is the contradiction in all of this, that there are young people out there involved in sport. All the difficulties that they face in life, you know, whether it be, difficulties with drink, drugs, obesity, all of that sort of stuff. But they're involved in sport. They're taking care of themselves. They're making friends. They're involved in all the good stuff in society. And then on the other hand, you have a group of people who are involved in destruction and anti-community activity and creating mayhem within society. And it's just very, very sad.
It's pathetic. It really is to think. I was looking at the tire tracks and I was thinking, that's a heck of a motorbike that did the like of that. There would have been a suggestion at the beginning that there were scramblers. But as you say, they are cars that people have either stolen or old bangers that they have, that they just visit wreck and ruin upon people. That facility is vital in an area that obviously has its challenges, but that's a facility that's paid for by all of us who are paying our rates.
That's right, Frank. It's all council facilities, and there has been a serious amount of investment gone into the Falls Park recently. There were new changing rooms built, floodlit 4G pitches. The pitches that have now been destroyed were all refurbished and made good, and now they're destroyed, they're ruined, and they're not going to be open again this season. So the other young people, who are involved in gainful activities in our community are going to be deprived by the actions of a small minority who just seem to be intent on creating damage, wrecking and ruining anything that's good in society.
And the gates, are they routinely closed? Are they closed after the facilities used time and time and time again? Or is there a chance they'd be left open quite regularly?
Well, I know it has happened before, and stolen cars have gained access, but council officials need to ensure that these gates are secured every night, that it isn't forgotten about. And, you know, Frank, when you leave your own house, I'm sure you don't forget to close the front door like the rest of us. And there needs to be some sort of system put in place whereby no one forgets to lock the main gates so that stolen vehicles and so on can't get into the park, because we know people are just waiting on an opportunity, and when opportunities present themselves, people take advantage, and we see the results now this morning.
How much of a losing battle is Falls Park? Because it's on the news here quite often, even though every effort's been made to turn it into some form of attraction as opposed to black spot in the West.
Well, unfortunately, it's really only when there are negative actions that it makes the news. This is a wonderful facility right in the heart of West Belfast. It's a badly needed facility. And as I said, a lot of investment has gone in to upgrading the park, improving the facilities that exist there. And the park is used by, I would say, thousands and thousands of people every week. I mean, there's the weekly park run. There's Gaelic football and hurling matches, there's soccer, and there's all sorts of other activities taking place in the park. There's Bowling Green. The Fela and Fubble has its festival there every year. So there are lots and lots of stuff, never mind people just walking around the park and enjoying the nature and the trees and the flowers and all of that sort of stuff. So, you know, it's I suppose, disappointing and demoralizing when people come in and try to ruin that for everyone else. But we shouldn't be mistaken in thinking that this is the norm for the Falls Park. The norm for the Falls Park is that people use it regularly. They enjoy themselves. There's positivity around the Falls Park, and occasionally these thugs and hooligans come in and try to destroy the place. But you know, it's not a battle that anybody is going to give up on. We will continue trying to ensure that the facilities are there and available for people in the area. We would appeal to parents to try and be aware of where their children are. And we know in some instances, you know, when large groups of young people are congregating in the park and drinking and taking drugs, that on occasions we know that parents have dropped their children at the park. So we would ask parents to be aware of where their children are and what they're doing. There's, you know, we need to take a multifaceted approach to all of this, so there is parental responsibility involved. The police also need to be up to the mark and responding when there is this type of anti-community behaviour taking place in the park. And there's also a role for social services, because some of the kids involved in this type of activity are very young and they're out very late at night, and one wonders, you know, is there any parental control? Do their parents know what they're doing, or do they not just care? So, you know, maybe there is a role for social services and all of this to check out, particularly quite young children under, you know, 14 years of age who are involved in this, in some of this activity.
Yeah, fair enough comments. Pat Sheehan, thank you very much indeed. Pat Sheehan, who's an MLA for the area with Sinn Féin. We're talking about it because pictures have appeared this morning, courtesy of the Anderson News, of vandalism on the actual playing pitch, where the gates were left open and two cars were driven over and across the pitch, and these donuts done in the middle of the field. This is a facility that two soccer teams need week in, week out, and it's now been absolutely ruined by a bunch of thugs. No other word for them. What's in the heads of people who want to just ruin things for others? I can never understand that. 0289 0333 105. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning. Toto in Africa. Andrea has a point to make about the vandalism at Falls Park and the young people being there, sometimes out of control. We speak about this many times in the programme here on the U105 phone-in. Go ahead, Andrea.
I just think your debate's too narrow, Frank. I think you need to expand your debate out to consider what's available for 16, 17-year-olds. I'm a mother of four children. My youngest is 16. There are no facilities for young children to go out on an evening. They are hanging around parks because there's nowhere to go to other than, I've done it all the time, everybody knows it, you drive your children to venues with fake ID to get in, and you know they're gone, you know it's illegal, but there's no facilities available for youngsters to socialise in. And what happens, you get big groups of them in parks. That's not to defend the antisocial behaviour, but there needs to be a broader, mature debate about what's happening, the provision for youngsters in our society, because we know what happened in Greenvale, and it's just inundated. It's badly, I'll say nothing else about that, but anyway, the whole debate needs to be broadened out, and we need to be mature about it.
Yeah, so obviously I'm not going to talk about the incident in Cookstown while there's an ongoing investigation. You're speaking there about youngsters not having, and you're talking specifically, you mentioned 16-year-olds. So we'll talk about 15 and 16-year-olds. many of whom want to be out and about and doing things, and who shouldn't be, as you've said, at licensed premises, but they're using fake ID in the west of the city to try and get into licensed premises. I'm not for a moment suggesting that they're getting in, but the reality is that's what kids try to do. And you say there isn't enough for kids. And I'm just thinking off the top of my head, in the west, we're just talking about the west of the city because this is where this vandalism is at the moment. How strong the GAA is in the west of the city, how strong the soccer clubs are in the west of the city. I'm aware of dance tuition in the west of the city, music sessions in the west, youth initiatives, offshoots from the excellent schools that exist in the west of the city. How much do 15 and 16 year olds, youth club projects, how much do they want short of being allowed to go drinking? Are they not prepared to get involved in all those initiatives that I've rhymed off the top of my head?
I'm from a really vibrant GAA club, and my children play at the highest level of football and camogie, but they want somewhere to go and dance. They want somewhere to go and socialise. The GAA clubs are grand, finishes at 8 o'clock or whatever. They need somewhere to go and socialise. There's no facilities for that. I'm from Lurgan, so I can't talk specifically about Belfast, but there's no provision for children of that age.
So if you put on, say, at a venue called X in the west of the city, what used to be traditionally called a teenage disco, I'm sure there's a better name for it in 2019, but if you put on a teenage event with the very best music being played by the very latest trendy crowd pleasers, whoever they happen to be, and there was a rule, no alcohol, because you're not allowed to sell alcohol to 15 and 16 year olds, would they go to it? Would they go to it on those conditions, or would they go to it plastered?
Well, put it on and we'll see. I don't know, but there's nowhere for them to go at the moment, and everybody's getting false ID and going elsewhere. I'm not saying they're drinking, but they're having to get false ID to go into to somewhere to socialise. They're 16, 17-year-olds. I did it 40 years ago. I'm sure most people did it. Tried to get into establishments. But there's just nowhere for them to go other than getting this false ID. And I think we just need... Everybody's turned a blind eye to it.
Okay, there are two separate strands here, of course. There's the kids who feel after they maybe leave the Gaelic football match or the soccer game, or they've been meeting up with a dance teacher, or they've been to a music tuition or whatever it is, that all those things that you expect your teenagers to do. That after that's finished, they want to go somewhere to socialise. I understand that completely. And there are two strands, as I said. There's those kids who would like something else to do later on into the night. And then there's the other bunch of kids who think Falls Park to go and cause vandalism and to get high and drunk. The people who do that aren't going to be rescued by some trendy DJ coming to the Anderson Town Leisure Centre or somewhere like that.
No, absolutely agree. But you take the energy out of that, you take the oxygen out of that, and they'll be isolated. There'll only be a couple, and there'll always be a couple of people like that. But for the vast majority of 16, 17-year-olds, there's no provision.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm going to ask for feedback on what you're saying, Andrea, because you're obviously a parent of similar age children, and you like a steer on it. What is there for a 16-year-old, let's take it as a 16-year-old. What is there for a 16-year-old in terms of socialising that allows them to have a thoroughly good time without being on a licensed premises? Is there anything? Do let us know. 02890 333 105. Good morning, Stan on line 2. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning, Stan.
Morning, Frank. First of all, what about our Manchester City team? Leave it at that.
Stan, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that everything goes according to plan, but we're not home yet. But go ahead. Why did you phone me?
No, we're not. Right. I was just listening about the Falls Park. I mean, there are parks all over Belfast. I live near Woodvale Park, and we never have. I'm sure there are kids there that are antisocial as well, but we would never have anything as bad as that. And I think it's in Republican areas, nationalist areas, that these things are happening. And parents need to ask themselves why they're doing it.
Stan, hold on. Let me stop you there before you go on about the parents. Surely this isn't an issue that's only in Republican areas, because I know for sure that I'd be inundated with, you know, what about this and what about that, and I don't want to do that. But there was a festival in Woodvale Park not that long ago, I think of about a year ago, and there was mayhem at it, you know. So there are, because people spoke on this very radio program about it, and you know, if it wasn't exactly what you're talking about in Woodvale Park, I stand to be redirected. But there certainly are examples of vandalism and underage drinking and sectarianism and all of that happening at a variety of parks in Belfast. It's not just in Republican areas. But go ahead. What's your point about the parents?
Right, okay. The parents need to understand where their kids are, what they're doing, because most of them now, not like in our day, they don't give a monkeys about where their kids are. They don't care, but as long as they're out of their hair. You know, that's the impression that I get from kids. I have a granddaughter who's 15, and she goes to a place called Our City, and it's in Ardoyne. It's like a cross-community thing, and she loves it. You know, so why are more kids not getting involved in things like that? You know, that is something that they can say, yes, I can do that. I'm involved. I'm doing something. I'm not sitting about in some park getting wiped out of my face.
Well, you make a good point. It's on the back of what I was saying earlier about getting involved in the already existing projects. You talk about Our City. I'm not familiar with that one, but you're giving it the thumbs up and your granddaughter seems to love it. These things do exist. Are the youngsters buying into them? And indeed, are the parents keen enough to encourage the youngsters towards them? Or is there a difficulty when you get to 16 that you're just at that threshold and you want to be involved in something else? Loads of texts and emails coming in about all of this. We'll touch on more of it after the news at 10.